Tell them, everybody.
Last week we had discussed the machlok between Rabba and Rav Yosef, and I think we're up to Rav Idi Bar Avin. Now, Rav Idi Bar Avin, what he says is very clear. Why he says it is a big machlokes, and either way, it's very, very fruitful discussion. Let's look at Rav Idi Bar Avin. Amar Rav Idi Bar Avin Hilchasak Vaseh Rabba Ba'arav Hilchasak Vaseh Rav Yosef Mezuzeh. Even though clearly Rabba and Rav Yosef are Lishitasam and are saying the same Shita in the case of the Ara, in the case of the Zuzeh, nonetheless, he splits the Psak. Why? Hilchasak Vaseh Rav Yosef to Hiv and Kama Ara Tekom Hilchasak Vaseh Rav Yosef Mezuzeh Hiv and Kama Zuzeh Lokmeh. Okay, we leave everything where it is. Clearly something with some sort of Chnokos. Right? When it comes to the Ara, so I'm on the land, and I have this Shtar, and I want to use the Migo. I'm sure it's Aifa, but I had a real Shtar. So therefore, yeah, I can use my Migo. The land stays with me. When it comes to Zuse, I want you to pay me money, and I want to use a Migo of, well, this is Shtar Zaifa, but I had a real Shtar. Then the Zuse stays with you, the money stays with you, you don't have to pay me, and we pass in like Rav Yosef. Okay, why does he make this Chiluk? Which clearly has something to do with Muchzakos. So this is a fundamental machlokas between, let's say, the Rashbam and Tosfos, for example, on our daf. Let's start with Tosfos. V'nira l'ri, the hangu taima, the hilfsa, this is the sheet of Tosfos. It's also the sheet of the Rimigash, as quoted by many Rishonim, and other Rishonim as well. And I would say the sheet of Rov Rishonim, Tosos, the Rimigash, and most Rishonim. I'm going to start with Tosos, even from first, Venerable Rashi, Venerable Risari, the Hang of Time at the Hilfs of Arakarabak, Rios, Susan, Shindarina, Migolo, Okume, Mamona, based on the Okume, Arab, Cheskas, Mara, and the Kaim Bahashta, etc. Right, because we say Migolo, Okume is Lahatsik, and we don't say Migolo, Hotzi. Okay, because to get the money would be migo lehotzi, but to keep the land is a migo lehachzik. That's the svara of Rav Idi Bar Avin. Again, according to the Rivam and the Rimigash, the svara of Rav Yosef is that both are considered lehotzi. But Rav Idi Bar Avin is making two achros. Number one, migo lehotzi lo ridan, which may or may not have been. We have on the board last time. Maybe Rav Yosef and Rav both agree, or maybe it was the daf that was daf to the svara of Rav Yosef, and his main chiddush is that the Ara is considered lahachzik and the Zuzi is considered lehotzi. Okay, that is, here we have Rav Idi Bar Avin. There are two fundamentally different ways. One is the Ri and Tosfos, the Ri Migash, Rav Rishonen. That he's saying two things. A Migu lehotzi lo amrinan, and B, which again maybe his chiddush or maybe
because of the focus we can't see the board.
That's true. That's bad. And B again, migu lehotzi amrinan might have been something that was ready, so you might not have been, depending on how the different pirushim in Rav Yosef, and B, that the Ara is considered not Lahotzi. The Rigo so far is Lahachzik, and the Zuze is considered Lehotzi. Now, the big question for, I think, Rav Idi Bar Avin is half of this is not such a big chiddush, right? Half of this is not such a big chiddush. Now remember, according to when you go into the Rosh Hashanah, they said both of them are considered lahatzik. But to say the Zuzi is considered lahotzi, that's not such a big chiddush. Taka, I'm suing you, and I'm saying, Eitan, pay me 1,000 shekel. Because the shtar. And okay, I want to use a migo, because it's not the shtar, it's a different shtar that I lost. I want you to have to pay me money. To say that's considered lahotzi is a chiddush. Maybe it's against Rabba or some Rishonim, but not such a big chiddush. To say that the Zuzi is considered lahotzi doesn't seem to be such a big chiddush. To say that the Ara is not considered lahotzi seems to be a bit of a bigger chiddush. Let's just
Yes, the svara. The svara over here seems to be the questions, right?
You tell me,
svara, right?
Why is using lahotzi? So I'm going to pay money for you, make you pay me.
Why is the ara considered not lahotzi? That is a bit of a chiddush. Why is that a bit of a chiddush?
Because normally I'm on the land. So why isn't it obvious the re is right instead of lahafzik? Because normally what's the rule for land is most of the talflin. Karka b'cheskes ba'alel menyes. Meaning, what do you mean? You can't hold on to land, right? That's maybe why we have a whole cheskes habatim. You can't hold on to land the way you can hold on to b'talflin. You could be on the land, but you can't hold the land. The land can't be in your rishus. You're in the land, rishus. The land is not in your rishus. There is no such thing as Isa by land. Land is the cheskas the marakam until proven otherwise. That's why, for example, to start of our parak by metaltalin, if we know for a fact that this was Dovi's, if we know for a fact that this was Dovi's food processor, and now I'm holding it, then I win. So I'm off. Now it's my food processor. We know for a fact that this was Dovi's house, and now I'm inside it. Then I don't win. I need 3 years for cheskes habatim. Okay, so this is a bit of a chiddush. Why? What's the svara? After all, karka So why is this considered not a migu lahotzi? The simplest answer, let's just leave a daik a little bit in the lashon of the Rishonim. What is the Yad Rama saying here? I mean, he doesn't say much. What does he say? For Edi Bar Avin says you don't say migul lahotzi. Ella oki mamona heichad kai. You just say migul to leave the money where it is. Bafilo arinari lo omri b'cheska b'cheska b'alel. But I said even land we don't say b'cheska b'alel kayemes, which is another word from our kama. Bavli marshar motzim chaver al right. Don't say the guy shars motzim chaver. Ella heichad kai ba take him. We leave it where it is. Bendikam yada tovea, the isli raya, the day havas, bendikam yada nitva, the umari, the ishtar, the lesli raya, the machabal shaker, right? We just leave the land where it is. And we don't say karka b'cheskel le kayamas, even though in other cases we do. Here we don't say karka b'cheskel le kayamas. Okay, he doesn't say, he doesn't say terribly much, maybe just by contrast with what he doesn't say. The remigash here, 1 second. If I can find all the Rishonim quote the Rimigash here. Let me just find the quote of the Rimigash. Rabbi Rimigash, Pirich, etc. Ba'asar of Edi Bar Avin and Pasak Karava Ba'ara, the lava Fugimonu came into Koi Begava, the Islay, came into Koi Begava, the Islay Migo, since you're in it. Okay, what did the Rimigash and the Yavramah say? Whoever's in the land is considered Mochzak. Maybe that's also Patos, it's here, right? What does Patos say? Right? The Amri Amigul Okime Mamona, and we're Okime the Arab Heskas Mara the Kaima Hashta, whoever is there now, not the Marakama was originally there. Okay, basically, what's the Svara? One way of reading the Svara, which is what it sounds like from the Yad Rama and the Rimigash, why I know don't say terribly much, is just that whoever's in there. Whoever's in the Karka. Is Mochzak. Okay, why is this such a big kiddush? Because it goes against the normal rule of Karka Cheskas Ba'alel Omedes. Isn't it a normal rule of Cheskas Ba'alel Omedes? How can we say whoever's in the Karka is Mochzak? Isn't that against the normal rule? Isn't that against the normal rule of Cheskas Abatim that we always believe it still belongs to the Mar Kama?
Okay, so maybe the answer is we always believe that it belongs to the Marikama. Well, one or two answers. Maybe the answer is we always believe it belongs to the Marikama because the Marikama has a good proof. It says, where's your shtar? Ah, your shtar. Right? Where's your shtar? We always believe it belongs to the Marikama. That's when the Marikama has a good proof. But it doesn't mean that the Marikama is mochsa. Maybe it was in the field is mochsa. Maybe it's in the field is a big chiddush. Who's considered muchzak? What's the chiddush? The chiddush is, even though, what's the chiddush? Let me just point out what is the chiddush. Chiddush is, even though Marikama beats muchzak in karka, if there's no evidence, right? No evidence. I'm in the field and you stole the field. You win, unless I have evidence of 3 years of cheskel abad, right? That's cheskel abad. Without cheskel shana, the Marikama wins. Nonetheless, the person in the field is muchzak. The person in the field is muchzak, even though he would normally lose the markama. He's muchzak and he can use a migo. Okay, that is a big finish, not how we usually think. If we look, for example, in the Rush and the Rabbeinu Yonah here, he says a little, they say a little differently. Maybe everyone means it. I don't know. But if you look, for example, in the Lashon of the Rosh, here when he explains Rabbi Ibarav, what does he say? He says, the Kaiva and Amar Rabbi Ibarav, and etc. The Kaiva and the Amar Sharma Al Yehu Zachar Bekarkar and Machzik. Remember the story of the Rosh, once he already won, he's considered a Machzik. So what did he say? Since he had already won, he said there's a good star, and he already won the case. Then the guy says, Shtar Zaifa. We laughed at him. You have no right to say Shtar Zaifa. And then the guy whispered and says, you're right, it's Shtar Zaifa, but I have a Migul. Since you already won the case, who Zochem Karkashu Machzik, Bohi Zoche, and the Avagav, the boss, are hungry to cover Shtar Zaifa, or mean a Migul Hamed a Karkav Yadu. Right? What did the Russian? Everybody knows the same thing. He says, no. He says, only because he already won the case, and he is in the karka, he is called a muchzak. Ah, it's not that whoever's in karka is a muchzak. That's crazy. Karka b'cheskes v'alol menes. Whoever's in the karka now is not a muchzak. Ravidi Rabin just meant in this specific particular case. He said, since, remember, what was the svara of Rabba, the feet of Rush, and Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Rashba, and since I already won the case, I'm called a muchzak. So what is Rabbi Rabin saying? He's saying, sure, if you already won the case and you're in the land, you're called a muchzak. Because you're in land that you want invested. If you already won the case and the guy owes you money, you're not called a muchzak, because you already won the case, but you haven't collected the money yet. It's really like being in the land only makes you muchzak if you also already won a court case. I mean, already won the court passing, or haven't passed yet, but the court was about to pass it if you had kept your mouth shut. Right? So really, it's a small finish. Of course, whoever's in land is not muchzak. But it's more comics muchzak. But if I'm in the land and I already have the upper hand and won in Bezdin and just waiting for them to issue the final ruling, then that's enough to make me a muchzak. And the ksos says a little differently. Says the ktos. He has a third shot in why this is not a migul hotzi. Says the ktos, it's not because I'm in the land. All right, where's this ktos? Should be on this makor sheet someplace. Here it is. Says it's not because I'm in the land. What does he say? The animosif, the avagav, the ma'arish, or balahotzi, ain't no mochzim bikarka, the gavel chesed marakama. Even if I'm suing someone and I'm not in the land, and I'm suing the marakama, I can still use a migul. Why? Then he thinks also about Talton. He says, no, he says, no one is ever muktzak in land, not even the Marakama. The Marakama wins, but he's not mamish muktzak. What do you mean not mamish muktzak? He's not holding it. He's not holding on to it. He's not holding on to it. And therefore, there's no such thing as migula hotzi by karka. It's not that it was in the land is chashuv. Being in the land is not chashuv at all. What's Rabbi Yerarvin saying? Rabbi Yerarvin is saying, I can't use a migula hotzi because it's all the feed derech Hari and Rav Rishon, not the feed derech Harshban, which hardly anyone needs to. But the Viderech, the Rebbe Rav Rishon, and Rebbe Rav is saying, I can't use a Migo to make you pay me money. That's Migo the whole team. But I can use a Migo to stay in this land, even though you're the Marakama. This makes it sound like whoever's in the land is a Mosa. It's a big fish. To get the normal way we think about Karka, which is that being in the land is worthless. Can't be a land. Only because it's Marakama. So what does it really hold? Sounds the Raman, the Rebbe Gash, even though it's a bit of an argument from silence, that no, maybe he just holds this radical idea that being in the land is considered mukta, which that there's mukta by being in karka. A big chiddush. Says the Rosh Hashanah, and not such a big chiddush. Only if you're in the land and you already won your case. If you won your case and you're already there, it's as if it's a done deal, that makes you mukta. And the Ketzel says, of course being in the land is irrelevant. It's not that being in the land makes you use your migo. Even if you weren't in the land, you'd use a migo. It's just that if no one can ever hold on to the land, even the mark habits chazak is weak. And therefore, a migu beats cheskas markama, even though a migu cannot be motzi mamon. Being a cheskas markama is not called being motzi.
Is it clear that mukzakos by karka, being not markama, is like the big finish, or that having a cheskas markama by karka is really the finish by karka?
And the Ketzel is basically saying that having really no one should ever be motzi in anything by karka. Cheskas markama is enough of the finish that exists.
Meaning, you know, in the answer this was so thin, in a way, being on the land makes more sense. I mean, the parallel of the mum. I mean, the fact that I can sell a connection to it, even though it's not under my control, and we know I did own it, but we don't know what happened since then, is a bigger finish by a car.
Thank you, connection, Mark.
What?
Mark comes out of finish.
Okay, maybe I spoke too soon. Let me just summarize that, and then I want to see what to make of all this, okay? Basically, the question is, according to most Rishonim, Shanavi Yivar Avin, why is the machzik more muktzak than the marakama? After all, the marakama always beats the machzik, unless you've been in 3 years, which is a special raya, or especially by kana, perhaps, or some. So one answer seems to be, again, and let's say the Rambam and the Rigash meant more than they said, is that no. We have to change what we think, right?
Why is it more muksa?
Because he can use a migul, and that's not considered a migul hotzi.
But meaning could just be equal?
Including being equal, okay. More muksa or equal. Fine, put them in the little asterisk, but still, that's against what we normally think, that the Marakama always wins. Change what we think, that a machzik is actually muchtak bekarka. If a machzik is muchtak bekarka, then why do you need cheskes shanim? Just say whoever's there is muchtak. The answer must be, the machzik is the one who's muchtak bekarka, but nonetheless, we'll modify this in a second, but nonetheless, because he doesn't have a shtar, that puts him in such a disproof, it so proves that he's wrong, that he has to give up the land. Or say, no. Only it's a combination of having one already and machzik. Yeah, that's not such a big chiddush. If you're already won and you're in the land, then what's missing, you're already considered mosa. And says the toast, no, machzik is worthless. Of course, no thing is a machzik in karka. Being in the karka doesn't mean anything. If you're there for 3 years, that's a little shot. Being there for 1 second is worthless. Rather, it's just that Migo beats Peskas Marakama. It's just that Peskas Marakama is not so strong and Migo overrides it.
Then you have to understand the notion
of how does the Ksos understand what it means, hey, for the Kaimahara, hey, for the Kaimahara Tekos? No, because he's saying it's not because I'm Mochsak. It's because I'm not a Motzi. I think what he means is I'm not being Motzi. It's not really hate for the kind of thing. I'm just not being Motzi. Maybe by contrast to the Zuzi. By the Zuzi, I'm not being Motzi. I'm not being Motzi. But you're right. If so, it's the horse, even if it wasn't kind of, the Migo would work, right? If it wasn't the horse, even if neither was on the land, my Migo would work. Right, so the Mefurish, even if neither of us were on the land, it was the exact same case the Migo would work. That's a condition of the Sos, which doesn't sound like we've shown it. So you know what I'm saying? It really just means, like, since we're not taking it away from someone, a little left after that. Okay, now, yeah.
I'd like to understand the sheet of the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh. We say only because he already won the case, but he won the case with a phony star. What does that do for us?
Here's exactly what Yosef said, according to them. Yosef says, win the case with a phony star is as if you didn't win the case. So apparently they think Rav Yehuda Bar Avin is not mekabel that. He thinks that winning the case is winning the case. I don't care if it's based on something phony. Once you won the case, you're mechzor, even if it was based on something phony. In that respect, he agrees with Rava. Right? Rava thought winning based on something phony counts as mechzor. He agrees with Rava. Winning based on something phony counts as mechzor. The only thing he doesn't agree with Rava, he says, but only if you don't need to start collecting now. Only if you can already take home what you won. And here, since you're in there, okay, so you're right. There's like Rava. Now, of some of this, what this really means, this is what Dovi came over to me a few days ago, depends on a famous Hakira, though, about Migul Hotzi. Right? So before we understand exactly whether what I said here is correct, let's ask a simple question about Migul Hotzi. Why do we not say Migul Hotzi? Now, remember, never send a shas that we don't say Migul Hotzi. According to Rumi Gash, that's Makul Hotzi, Rabin, Rav Yosef. Or it could be there's nothing to do with our sinner, right? According to our spa, Migul Hotzi is not our sinner at all. As a matter of fact, it's pretty good to hear simple shot. But we do say Migul Hotzi. Or Rabbi Migul Svarga, some other Svarga of Kvacha type. What is Rabbi Migul? I'm going to say something else about Steak of the Dina. But if we assume, like many of you show them, that Migul Hotzi law already done, I would venture to say most of you show them. I don't know, but also tonight in this room right here. He analyzed it in the end, but that's, I don't think it's a good shot. And Tosa says, all right, let me give a whole theory from Psukos Daf Pei Hei. But you can get out of it. The case of Sitrayim, right? If, what's the case? I have a shtar that owe me money, and you pay me. But I think, what you paid me was for a different debt. You still owe me the money in the shtar. So I'm using a Migo. Migo, I could have said, you didn't pay me. I say, you paid me, that was for a different debt. You still owe me the shtar. I can use that Migul Hotzi. So that's one of the proofs that Migul Hotzi. So it says, that's different. It's like a shtar. Okay, exactly what does that mean? Maybe that means that with a real shtar, you can say Migul Hotzi as long as it's not a phony shtar. Or maybe it means a Ramban. That means it's not Migul Hotzi. It's just Migul to keep this money. It's still a shtar. All right, we're not getting into all the writing back and forth. It's really writing back and forth. But let's assume Manda Amar Migul Hotzi. I still think it's Rokhi Shonen. Migul Lehotzi Lohan Rita. Why? Why don't we say Migul Hotzi? What's the simple answer? Why we don't say Migul Hotzi? What? Migul's not a Raya Gemara, right? It's obviously. So it's not our 100% Raya. And after all, Motzi Rebel over Raya means to be Motzi, you need 100% Raya. For example, what's not strong enough to be Motzi? Rov. Ain't Motzi a moment, I'll be Rov. So Migul's like a Rov, it's a truth. But it's not 100% proof, and therefore it's not strong enough to be multi-momo to overcome what we call, what we should call Cheskas Momo. Right? That is the simple shot, right? What did I have on the course sheet here? It's such a simple shot that most people don't say it, but it's assumed by most Achronim. Here I wrote the Chachma Shlomo of Shlomo Kluger, not Chachma Shlomo in the back of the Gemara, who says, Dinu Migo, he makes this exact comparison. Migo's a rogue.
probably is telling the truth. After all, what is Migul? Probably he's telling the truth. Migul proves he's telling the truth. If he's a liar, he would have said the other thing. Maybe he just didn't know the halacha so much. Maybe he's a liar and he just didn't know what to say. No, and probably a liar would have said the right thing. So it's a rov that he's telling the truth. Rakdos lina masaruba, the rov became Medina. Most people would know, or at least have asked someone who knows. Okay, and then he found in the Tumim the same thing that Mahaytam Lurinu Lohotse, Vanir Marchizeb, Yeldusi, Mismar, Dinafshai. Okay, Senator Sol, Kluger, I found it in the Tumim. I'm not sure where it is in the Tumim. They may have to do a Bar Ilan search in the Tumim. But he quotes in the Tumim that it's because Migul is like a rov, and a rov is not strong enough to be Motzi Mamon. Okay, but even if you don't exactly call it a rov, I quoted the Sholem Meshev, who says, in a Migul Rak Mitam Umdina, thou karkach bestabber the Dvar of Emes. It's an Umdina. What does an Umdina mean? It makes sense. It's mistabber, circumstantial evidence is really Umdina. It makes sense that he's telling the truth. But he points out that Umdina is not strong enough to be Motzi Mamon. Right, that's the case of Gomel Ocher Ben Agmalim. If you know someone killed my animal and there was one wild camel, and come on, we all know it's the owner of a wild camel who has to pay because that camel was wild and he probably killed my animal. No, that's not a proof, that's just a theory. And that's not strong enough. So again, you call it Umdre, you call it Rove, you get the same basic idea. That's what he says. Wachin lo kain lo kar achav gamel to ocher ben agmalim, nine lo hotzi. Okay, so one shot is it's just not quantitatively strong enough to be motzi mamon because it's just like a rov or an umdina. I get two comparisons. Umdina, the case of what called gamel ha'ocher ben agmalim, there's one wild camel. And come on, everyone knows that that's the one who did it. But nonetheless, or that's how it happened, whatever. Okay, but we don't have proof. What's the problem? The robe was pretty good. Approved multi-role for Ryan. You need a Ryan Kimura, not the robe or an Umda. So it's just not quantitatively strong enough. So one possibility is that it's not a strong enough Raya to overcome what we call Cheskas Mamo. And then we compare it to a robe. And this or an umdina, right? Which for our purposes are the same thing, right? I mean, it's very likely. Likely is not the same as proven, and to be multi mamon, you need proven, not just likely. That's one possibility. However, that is not necessarily so pashut. For example, there's this one kovet shiurim I put in brackets, which just has one line in the middle of this Rav Elchanan where he says that. Etc. Okay, this kinemuchah depends on certain assumptions. What do you say? Even if you hold a rose enough to motzi mamon, migul still don't say migul hotzi. Right? That seems to imply that he's not getting to lama migul hotzi lo amrina. He says, no. Even if rose is good enough to motzi mamon, migul isn't. Right? Maybe it's not because of motzi mamon al pi rove. Okay, maybe just because we can rove. But maybe there is another pshat. What's the other pshat? Yes?
Well, we made a distinction earlier in the year about saying a rove of situations versus like a rove of human nature.
Right? Correct. There could be different kinds of roves, and maybe some roves are able to be multi-mullen, et cetera. I mean, maybe it's not so pasha. Maybe rove is maybe it's only a weak rove can't be multi mamon, right?
We said the opposite of this, meaning a rove that
relates to human nature stronger.
Stronger, yeah.
Okay, but maybe Migul is not did not rise to the level of a rove of human nature. Why? A rove of human nature means this is how people act. A Migul is this is how people strategize. How people act and how they strategize might be different. Because you understand the way that people act is very, very natural and built in, and we can count on it. So the way that people strategize, you never know what someone's thinking or what they thought about one particular situation. When it comes out, people strategize, I know. So like, you know, in the game theory, you always know how someone's going to strategize. Maybe game theory is a game. I think that's ultimately the difference. And that's really what he's saying. Rove people are became Medina, but maybe he just made a mistake. It's not the same. Strategizing is not the same as human nature. I think that's the difference.
Don't we have that? Even Rav Chista holds that Amigo b'makom edim is trumps.
Migo trumps edim or edim trumps migo, you mean?
Rav Chisa holds migo trumps edim.
Ah, could it be possible that migo trumps edim? You're right. If you hold, remember, if you hold that Rav Chisa meant the davka, which is a machlokas, but if Rav Chisa meant the davka, then obviously migo should be stronger for yotzi mamon. But you know what? A shnei was bedavar. Maybe Rav Chisda didn't mean it. Most Rishonim say he really just meant that we reinterpret your words so that you're not against the Eden. And even if he meant it, we don't pass it like him. So maybe he would say Migul Mahotzi. Right? What would, say, what would these are going to say? They say, yeah, he did. Well, first Rav Chisda would say Migul Mahotzi, but no one passes like him. So that's irrelevant. You have to go through all the sugya to see if there's any Rav Chisdas. I don't know if there's any Rav Chisdas. Then you have to get into, hold on a second. Give me 1 second. This is very fascinating, by the way. Mori is making a very fascinating point. In our Gemara, at least, on Daf Lamed Gimel and Beis, the same conversation happens with Rav Chisda, but on Daf Lamed Aleph and Aleph, the same conversation happens with Rav. Right, Rav is the one who says Migo against Eden. If Rav is the one who says Migo against Eden, then maybe it's Rav L'shitatei here. If Rav says Migo against Eden, he will see Lahotzi. If we see Machlok and Rav Rav Yosef, Migo Lahotzi. So the truth is, you could say Rav who says Migo against Eden says Migo Lahotzi. If only we do Pashkin, we don't say Migo Lahotzi, because we Pashkin don't say Migo against Eden. So it could be that according to that, you would say, well, anyone who says Migo Lahotzi might say Migo against Eden. Mocher, you can still say it's not as strong as Eden, even though it's close. But then Rav will work out nicely, right? If, like the Rimi Gash, Rav and Rav Yosef are arguing about Migul Hotzi, and Rav helped say Migul against Eden, but Rav said you have Migul Hotzi, that would talk, it'll work out nicely, and we don't possibly like either of them. But maybe there's another possibility. Let's go back. I know some people, this bothered some people last time, and I was hoping it would keep bothering you until this time. We had a hakira in Migo. How does Migo work? Is Migo like a proof, right, based on psychological insight and game theory and how you would strategize? Or what we call koach hatayin or koach hanemanus? Migo is a formal principle that you have, and we tried to give some theories, you have the nemanus of the tiny you could have made. If we view Migo as more of a formal principle, then someone came away after Shir and says, well, maybe they quoted me, someone quoted me, someone else, who quoted me, what someone said in Shia last year or something. Okay, maybe if you look at it's koach hanemanus, after all, you have the power of your best taina. That makes a lot more sense as a defensive procedure than as an offensive procedure, right? Ultimately, let's think, for example, again, I'm not wedded to the formulation of the contemporary acronym, which is why I put them in brackets. But for example, says Rav Nachum, okay? We have a big Rav Nachum fan in the room. And the Chiddush Rav Nachum, again, I'm not wedded to the particular formulations, but he says, interesting, what he said, well, Matzino Klava Chos Migo Shemigo Yeraya HaMe'ilu B'Tzad Atzmo. Says Migo is not a proof. No, I don't like that idea that Migo is psychological proof. That's not a psychological proof at all. Rather, what is? What is Migo? Said Geder din koach ha'tayna b'Migo. Since he could have said, "Go prove that you're right," with one taina, he makes another taina. The other guy can prove that he's right. Meaning, once I can say, "Look, go prove that you're right. You have to have strong proof to win this case with one taina." You're going to get another taina, and the guy still needs to prove his case. And then he says, therefore, okay, he says as clear as you can. Since that's a multi mechaberol of haraya, right? That would be a good heading for this. A multi mechaberol of haraya. It's not a multiple of Raya, Migu's not a Raya. No, Migu's not do with Raya. Migu is a formal rule. That formal rule was only said Lahatzik, not Lahotzi. The formal rule that says that, for example, Right? This is clear in the Orza rule, but not so much in the Rambam. The Orza rule says, I don't have to explain myself. Right? What do you say? Maybe you don't have to explain yourself. As long as you say you say I don't owe you money, that's good enough. What you explain doesn't change your position. That's true for the defense. If you want to sue me, I don't have to explain why I don't owe you money. You have to prove you do owe me money. Or what if I say the wrong thing? It doesn't matter. You still have to prove you owe me money. I don't even think it was us valid. I do it to smile, but I did it to smile. But if I could have said one thing, which would put you in a weaker position, I say something else, you would be in a little bit of a stronger position. It doesn't matter. Until you prove it, you don't win. If you're coming to court with a taina, and you need a proof and you don't have a proof, whatever I say, unless I'm old, then there's no fight. But whatever reason I say I'm innocent is irrelevant. Why you have to prove yourself? That's what Nachum's saying here. And that makes a lot more sense. The defensive tactic. Yeah, the defense doesn't have to explain. I don't have to explain why you don't owe me money. You have to prove why you do owe me money. Therefore, whatever I say doesn't change anything. I have the koach. If we walked into Beis Din and you had to prove, no matter what I say, again, unless I admit it, say we're not fighting about anything, but assuming I don't admit, whatever reason I say I don't owe you money is irrelevant. After all, remember, there was a rule. I don't even have to explain why I don't owe you money. So perhaps you could say that it's only a defensive tactic. And I think that's really where Nachum's coming from a little. Yeah, I think what he's trying to say. I mean, not what he's trying to say. He is saying, only a defensive principle, because the principle of the burden of proof. If I want money from you, I have a burden of proof to prove you owe me money. Regardless of what you say, I have to prove you owe me money. What is some of the modern day chronos saying? They're saying, no, it's just a formal rule. Right, which again works much better if I really think, not necessarily telling you how it works. It makes a lot more sense based on how you hear about Migo. If Migo, and that's exactly what Rav Nachum is saying, you're saying Migo is not a proof, Migo is a formal rule. Therefore, it's not a matter of strong enough proof, weak enough proof. It's a matter of when this formal rule apply. If you view Migo as a proof, okay, it's just not a strong enough proof for Hotzi. After a while, he's a bit of an erosion of it. Maybe it is for Rav Hista, for Rav, etc. Probably not. If you meet go as no, it's a koach of the nemonis of the taina. Maybe that koach, so the defense can say, look, I'm on the defense. I don't have to explain myself. I don't have to prove myself. I don't have to worry about, I shouldn't have to worry about how to defend myself and make up all kinds of things, etc. You know, if I have the upper hand, I have the upper hand until you bring a proof. That makes sense. The defense attack. But as an offensive tactic, no. If I want to sue you, I can't sue you and say, well, I'm already in a good, strong position. No, if I want to sue you, I need to explain exactly why I deserve to win and bring proof for that. You can't just say, I have the koach of my position to sue you. But if I'm on the defense, you can just say, I have the koach of my position. So maybe this is a formal rule. What is the rule? The rule is that as Nachum says, that he says that the motzi has to prove that he wins against any taina of the machta. That's the basic thing. The motzi has to prove that no matter what you would have said, I have a proof that you owe me money. The machzik doesn't have to prove anything. Machzik just says, I'm waiting for you to prove it. Okay, the motzi has to prove that I couldn't have won. That no matter what I say, he would win. That's the idea of koach hataina. Right, so it's a formal rule. However exactly you say it, I quoted here Rav Shmuel Rizovsky, who says it a little differently. He says it's more like a pesha asar. What is pesha asar? Pesha asar means I already win without saying anything. Right, that's pesha asar. I don't have to say anything. So what does this mean? Migu is not pesha asar. Migu means I could have said something one. No. If I'm already done, if you're suing me, then again, I think the same insight. I don't really have to say anything in order to win. Therefore, when I open my mouth and say anything, you have to believe whatever I say. Because if you believe me that maybe I'm giving answer to something, believe me, I'm telling the truth. The machzik has to explain himself. That's the basic insight, right? I actually want to be so specific. The basic insight is this. The basic insight is that the plaintiff, right, the Obega has to explain exactly why he should win. The Nepa wins automatically. Until he opens his mouth. And then when you open his mouth, it doesn't hurt him. You're ready to talk to that kind of. That's the basic difference. That it's like a cut that you win automatically because you could have won. That's true for the Nidma. And everyone says it in a different way. But it's a whole rule. What's enough for me between the two of them to Migo Hopi is that Migo just fundamentally is a defensive tactic. Migo is fundamentally about the fact that I don't have to explain myself, you do. Again, that's clearly Urza Rura. The Urza Rura says that Nidma didn't have to explain himself. In the Rambam, it's not so pasha. He starts at explaining why the Nidma doesn't. It's actually not so much the Rambam says Migo Hopi or not. The Achronim argues. He never explicitly deals with it one way or the other. Although, again, in the earlier draft of Perish Shemai Sashvi, he seems to say, you don't say Migo Hopi. But even when the Rambam says, oh, we tell him, look, we're going to use the Migo, so don't worry about telling the truth. He says that about independence. Maybe it's after the defendant, we say, yeah, say whatever you want, we're going to use Migo, like, it doesn't really matter what you say. You know, we don't want to give you an incentive to lie, perhaps. We just want to check if you're making a mistake. For the plaintiff, maybe not. Even though he goes through some of those words also about the plaintiff. What's the nafkamina of this Akira? One nafkamina could be what Rav Elchanan mentions, that one line brackets. How about the Mandar Motzi and Maman Alpi wrote, right? It's talking about Chlokas Rav and Shmuel in Baba Kama, beginning of the Perek Shor Shnagas Sephara. What about Manda Omar Motsiyan Mamon Alpi Rov? Says Rav Elchanan from the Kovet Shi'urim. Nope. Still, Afal Pikein Ein Omer Migu Lahotzi. And he says he thinks he has a proof in that. How can that get into his proof? Look, Ora. Migu Lahotzi. Right? If it's just has not a strong enough proof, okay, well, I'm already on such a strong proof. So Migu would be good enough. Well, Khan says so then Migu Lahotzi. The other classic enough Kamina would be, what if the Migu has help? What if the Migu has help? What do I mean, Migu has help? That goes more, I discussed it. Also, I think that goes by Manios that I put later on in the course sheet. Right. I think it's in the same of Gosma Manios that discusses our Tosos in Perek Tesvav of Toim Benetan. What does he say? So I've got the test. Oh, it's a very small print. But he says here it is. Ready? Etc. That Migu's multi mamon. Shlomer Shani. Okay. V'hada Rikshubas. They matter. Shlomer Shani. And Asti. But Migu do follow Lomar because it's on me. The classic question. That there's one case where the woman can be multi mamon with a Migu. She could have said she's Mukas Eitz, and the Migu. She says Mishiras Tani and Asti. She gets a shuv of 200. Behind the Migu Lahotzi and Mishando. V'ches gets Pesulah. V'gami Tanis Tanis Bari. Babal Shema. No, that's different. When it can be remotzi, if he also has a cheskes hagoch on its side, because she used to be basula, so she's still basula till the last minute, right? Meaning, if she used to be basula and Averson, she was also basula. It must have been that it happened after the Averson, and that's called Safa Zadeh, which is tough luck. Or, because Bari Shema, she said she lost her basula, and the Baal says, I don't know. So basically, what is the, that goes Mordecai said the same thing, the rest of my money else, what do they say? They say that Miku plus Bari Veshema or migu plus chazaka. Okay, there's some relations. Migu plus chazaka plus baruch shema, or just migu plus chazaka, or just migu plus baruch shema. Migu plus another proof is enough to be mosir. Okay, that should be enough to be in this kapira. What about migu plus cheskas haguf or baruch shema? If you say migu is not strong enough, right, to be mosir, Miku is not strong enough, and Mori Vashem is not strong enough, right? And what's with all of Araya? Afilo Tomer Bari Mitvashah. And Chazaka is not strong enough to be Motimon. But if you put two things together, if something not strong enough to be Motimon, if you put a lot of things together, it becomes strong enough to be Motimon. Then that makes sense. This would be the Hagos Mordechai and the Hagos Maimonios. What do they say? They say that it's Motimon. Why? If the problem is not strong enough, you can add something else, it becomes stronger. But if you say Migu fundamentally is only something about its only defensive tactic, fundamentally Migu doesn't make sense to be Motzi Mamon, then it doesn't matter if you add something to it. It's just fundamentally not Shaya. Right? Then you would say it can't be Motzi Mamon. Oh, how would you explain that, Mishnah? So okay, there's many other ways to explain that. Mishnah and Ksubos. So that could be another Nafkamina. Another Nafkamina could be the fascinating question of, and this comes up all over the place. This comes up all over the place. Is the geder of lahotzi for the person who also developed a raya the same as the geder of lahotzi for migu lahotzi? Right? Do you use the same? Are the same things called lahotzi for motzurat al haraya and for migu lahotzi? So, for example, this truma sadeshin is a long truma sadeshin. He's talking about a case, the bavin si daf gimel, where two people give someone something to hold. Then they argue whose it is. So it's called tfisa shlish. The third guy is holding on behalf of them. Are they considered muhsak? Or are they not considered muhsak? Right? Can one of them use a motzi at this moment? Someone's holding on to it. If someone's holding on to it for me, I'm muhsak. Someone's holding on to it for both of us. Are we both muhsak or is neither of us muhsak? So what does Rav Sadesh say in the end? After one dion, he says, for the purpose of a motzi called harbaya, neither of us are muhsak. And therefore, a rove is enough to be motzi l'mamon. What is he saying? Near the yishlechalik behind the nifka tofes v'chetzka shneihem. Shlomer delocha shevchetzka s'mamonu ki agavna. Rakling how melsa the karmel over tosos. The chavka osho in atzim uksakon lo neima called the olivar. V'chein lo mrina migu b'chazaka migu b'chazaka kol ha'yishti sugya d'chino lo migu. But only in shetamna chazak shalom can I get a rove being a chazak gemur shvach v'chatzim mamon. It's not your mochzak to be the rove. Rove wins. Not really mochzak. But he's mochzak enough that you can't say amigo. Meaning, how about, what it means the standards of mochzak and motzi. Do we say they're the same for the rule of amotzi merkel haraya and for the rule of amigo? Or do we say they're different? Different yardstick for Hamotzimir of Haraya and for Migo. Who said they're different? Who says they're the same? Probably everyone told proven otherwise. Yeah?
Why is that? Meaning it could just be the same mechanism, even though it's the same. Like,
you mean it could be a quantitative difference, what you're saying? Is that what you mean? That is, that's interesting. You know,
the word like more than other, even though it's not exactly the same.
Right, I mean, perhaps you need a stronger, or since Rove or Migo, one might be stronger, one might be weaker, you'd be more of a Muxakas. Okay, I have to think about that. That's a fair taina. Maybe I'm not going to change what I put on the board, but I'm going to put that in the record book as an asterisk. That's really where these modern day Achronim, they're full of Nachman, et cetera, that's where they're coming from. We all make a deal in our body. That, Shnaim Ochsen, what are we both holding the Tavos? Are we both Muxak or is no one Muxak? Big discussion we showed them there. Right, is that a Migo Lahotzi? So they both start in the same place. If anyone read them inside, they both start in the exact same place with a diuk in the Ramban that says that. What's the diuk in the Ramban? That shnayim oksim betalis bari v'shema would work, but migu won't work. But migu won't work. Basically, what do we mean by it? By different standards, we mean even if he's not fully mochzak, still can't say Migo. Sorry. Even if, what about when they're equally Mosak? What about when they're equally Mosak? What are the two cases equally Mosak? Either we're both holding on to the Talis, or a third guy's holding on to it on behalf of both of us. And basically, the Rishon Rech, quote unquote, with cases where, for example, what if we are, what's an example? One example is, what about Shnayim Ochsin the Talis? What do the Achronim say? They make a deal in the Ramban. Now, the Ramban holds Migul Hotzi Amrinan. This is the Ramban Diok in Shach Matari. They're trying to prove that for the Matar and Migul Hotzi Law Amrinan. It's always a little tricky to make the deal. I'm actually making a throw, man. What do they say? Shnayim Ochsin Talis, the Diok is that Bari Veshema, Bari Adif. Us, that shows that you don't need to prove you're right. Even Bari Veshema works. But Lo Marina Migul Lahotzi, Lamanda Migul Lahotzi Lo Marina. So what do we see? Even though he's not fully Mokhtar, he doesn't have a Mokhtar called Varaya. Because it's equally Mokhtar. Nonetheless, we don't say Migul Lahotzi. You know what? If you're equal, Bari Veshema will work. Because you don't have a burden of truth to be Mokhtar from the other guy. You're equal. But you can't say Migul Lahotzi because even though you're not, you don't have to prove your case. You're still, you're not really the defense. You're sort of in limbo. So a guard with them will work. You can't use amigo because you're not on the defense, you're in limbo. Or another similar case is what the Truman Sedition's case is. What about Shlish Machzik Ba'abor Shnehem? It's in the hands of a third guy who's acting on behalf of both of you. He says, oh, these two guys are holding their money. They know which part is whose. And then they argue about who is 200, who is 100, the case over there, says the Truma Sedesha. He says, no, we follow a rove. Azlinan basar rove, but we don't say migu lahotzi. Again, what's the point? You're not supposed to call a Mariah. It's not like one guy's more most than the other knows to call a Mariah. Nah, you can use a rove. After all, they're both equal. So why can't a rove be Machriya? But you still can't use a Miko. Why? If they're both equal, why can't a Miko be Machriya? These Machriyas and Garamad and Mitu. If they're both equal, then a rove is Machriya or Bari Shem is Machriya. Why can't a Miko Machriya if they're both equal? What do you mean? One guy. It's not enough proof. They're both equal. The answer is they're both equal. It's not that Miko's not parallel to Machriya. It's that Miko only works for someone who's already on the. Who's already the Mokhtar, who's already the defense, who's already holding on to it. When you're equal, Mika doesn't work. Because Mika is only a defensive tactic, not a tactic when two people are equal. So that's also, and that's really where these modern day Achronim get this, Todd, it's that Mika is fundamental in defensive tactics. If Mika is a fancy formal Svara, that makes a lot more sense than defensive tactic. To say, I'm suing you, I'm the co-op for the best kind I could have said, that's a little crazy. Come on. I'm coming to court and suing in one court to do something based on what I could have said. But to say that if I'm suing you, you're in the best position you could have been, that's not so crazy. I'm suing you, you're in your best position that you could have been. We don't require you to come up with clever tactics and hire a lawyer and, you know, check out how to defend yourself. No, you're automatically defended. You're automatically in your best position, and I have to start convincing the Beis Din that they should change things. Okay, this also comes up, Agav. This really affects everything in our sugya. What do we mean in our sugya? There might be a machlokes, whether Migul Lahotzi Amrinan or Lo Amrinan. But there might be a lot of machlokes at what's called Lahotzi. For example, what if one guy has a shtar, or one guy already won? Is that called Lahotzi or Lahasik? What if someone's on the karka, which is normally not considered Mosak? Is that called Lahotzi or Lahasik? It could be that everything, basically all the shitas in our sugya, are they saying something in general about Keskes Mamon? Or maybe more specifically about Migu. So it could be that all the shitas in our sugya, when we said, oh, there's a big fish in our sugya, where it's on the land, it's considered Mosak, even though it's not the normal rule. It's not that it's on the land, it's considered Mosak. For the purpose of Migu, Lahotzi is considered Mosak. So again, maybe likewise in our sugya, you know, let's just make a little, no. In which case, if so, then all the shitos in our studia might not be about muchzakos in general, but only le'enyan din migulahotzi, because maybe the din of migulahotzi has a different way of defining exactly when you say it, when you don't say it, than the general rule of what's going to involve a raya, who's motzi and who's motzi in the rest of shas. Okay, that's just, I don't know what where to go with that. It just means that, you know, everything, we're not exactly sure what it's based on. But that's an important caveat that Dovi pointed out to me the other day. Did you point that out to me the other day? I'm not making this up. I'm not listening. Okay. Suspicious reticence. But all right, we'll work that out later. Okay, so that is in terms of Migul Hotzi. Let's just chazer for a second. This is the main, maybe the only sugya in Shas. I mean, it's the only sugya that Rishonim discuss Migul Hotzi. The Rishonim discuss Migul Hotzi all over Shas, because every time you have a Migul and it appears to be or might appear to be Lahotzi, they start bringing it up. But the only sugya, if you want to know, where in Shas does the rule Migul Hotzi Lor Minan come up? Not where in Shas can you start using it or asking, you make answers or questions based on it. That's half of Shas. But where does the Gemara discuss Migul Hotzi? The Gemara never discussed the word Migul Hotzi, but the closest is our sugya. Because maybe that's Machlokes of Yosef and Rava, and even whether or whether not, maybe it's Ravidi Bar Oven, right? Ravidi Bar Oven is the strongest. Ah, why say hey to the kind of take home? It's all about Migul Hotzi, according to one shot in our sugya. And maybe that's the Rav and Rabbi Yosef are arguing about Migul Hotzi, according to some shatim. So this is the Makor of Migul Hotzi in Shas. And what we did is last time we analyzed what does Rav and Rabbi Yosef hold about Migul Hotzi? Do they both hold, you can say Migul Hotzi, just Rabbi Yosef had a different problem. Right? Do they both hold like Tosfos and Bavli? You can't say Migul Hotzi, but they thought this is considered Lahad, not considered Hotzi. Or that goof what they're arguing about, many Mishonim. And what's Rabbi Yosef saying? Maybe he's saying Migul Hotzi Lor Minyan, but splitting Zuzi from Karka. Why? Either because he's Machshir where was in the Karka as Lahachzik, maybe only because they also run the case, or because he's just not Machshir, we'll come back to that, the Marakama as Lahachzik, and there is no Lahachzik Lor Hotzi by Karka. And we had a Chakira, why Migul Hotzi Lor Minyan, which ties it, I think, very much to the Chakira we had last time, what Migul is. And we saw that, I think most Achronim would say it's just not a quantitatively strong enough right to be motzi, but it could just be that fundamentally it doesn't apply as an offensive tactic, only as a defensive tactic. Okay, let's go to, time's not here.
I am here, but I'm not there.
Sorry. Okay. Oh, you are here. Good to have you here. Okay. But we got to get Shmuel Rosenthal to come to Shir. Time's not here. Okay. Let's go. That is half of Ravidi Bar Oven. That's the reason I think Rov Rishonim. But the Rishbam is a different shot of Ravidi Bar Oven, as we noticed here. What's the Rishbam's shot of Ravidi Bar Oven? Said the Rishbam. What's the shot of Ravidi Bar Oven? He says, all right, I already gave it away. Says, I'm not going to find the Rishbam, so I turned to the next page. Says Rishbam, Mistapulator of Edi Bar Oven, Tom Shalush name, there were Yoser. He's Mesopa Kudapaskin like. Remember, according to the Ri and the Ri Migash and others, he knew Kudapaskin like. He Paskin like himself and his own getter of Migul Hotzi. But Rishbam doesn't have a Migul Hotzi. He's not Mesopa Kudapaskin like. What are you doing speaking to Dina when you don't know how to Paskin? When you don't know how to Paskin, then you say, let everything stay the way it is. Hey, for the time I take on, it's not out of a rule of Migul Hotzi. You know, Rishbam never heard of Migul Hotzi. Rishbam never heard the word Migul Hotzi. It's because of Sveik Adina, you leave everything where it is, you leave everything in its Chazaka, and that's where Tosfos asks a famous question against the Rishbam. It sounds good, Misafik, leave everything where it is. Why transfer money, Misafik? What's Tosfos' famous question against the Rishbam? From good old Nitzay Dvar Shatya. Nitzay Dvar Shatya. What did the Gemara say? That was the Gemara's proof of Tray Tray Sveika Dvarabhanan. What happened to Nitzay Dvar Shatya? At least what we think happened is that Bar Shatya sold his land. Bar Shatya sold his land. And now the guy bought the land. The guy says Bar Shatya was lucid when he sold. So it's a valid sale.
And Barshat, his relative, saying, no, he was not of sound mind when he sold. It's not a valid sale. And they've been trying to trade. Two agents say he was lucid. Two agents say he was not. So, what do we paskin? Okum trei lahadi trei, but okum ara bechezgat the Barshatya. Right? Barshatya gets his land back. Basically, there's a markama, and there's a machzik. And the mokum trei trei, who wins? The markama wins. We suffake, we leave it with the markama. Now, trei trei is similar to sveka didina. They're both not a suffake of, you know, is your tiny better or this guy or his tiny better. It's a suffake we can't resolve, right? There are two svekas that we can't resolve. Trei trei we can't resolve, and sveka didina we can't resolve. And nonetheless, in trei trei and sveka didina, we have a stira. Meaning, where am I? Ah, Rav Idi Bar Rabbi. What was his sock? Sveka didina. He didn't know how to paskin. And this is my simcholion, Shukhanar, right? We don't know what you should paskin like a terror. Sveka didina. So, what are you doing, Sveka didina? Again, the fact that you don't have to pay the Zuzi, that's pashut, right? The Zuzi, he's potter from paying. That's pashut. Obviously, there's Sveka didina, and I say you owe me $1,000, and you say you don't have to pay. Why do you have to pay if it's a suffix? What about the ara? The ara, it stays with the machzik, not the marakama. Remember, there's a marakama here, right? And there's a machzik here. It stays with the machzik, not the marakama. That's the chiddush of the Rashbam. The chiddush of the Rashbam is that the makom sveka didina, the machzik beats the marakama. And Tosus has a kash against him. What's Tosus' kash against him? Tosus says, but in case of Barshatya, there is trei trei, and it stayed with the Marakama and not the Matzik. Right? This other guy had the land, but nonetheless it stayed with Barshatya, with the Marakama. So the Makom Safek, who wins in land? I don't mean Makom Safek like in Chesed Abatim. I say I sold it, you say you didn't sell it. If it's less than 3 years, I win. That's because there's evidence one way or the other. After all, if you're on the Shire, that implies that it's still my land, etc. What if you have a suffix? Well, there's no evidence either way. Train. You know, was Barshatya lucid or not? There's no evidence one way or the other. He was Ethan Kalway's result. We know he was sometimes yes, sometimes no. 50-50. Snake of the Dina, 50-50. Go proof. It's finding where it's proof. Hilchasa, according to the other Rishonim, means Hilchasa with Taurus Bada, right? But Rishbam is Hilchasa, the Torah suffix. So here's the basic question. What do you do if you have a 50-50 suffix with a machzik and a marakama? There are two cases. There is Barshatya, and there is Sveka Didina. Says Tosos, the reason why Tosos rejects Rashbam, Tosos works very hard to defend Rashbam. But what does he end with defending Rashbam? He ends with the Dochaku. The Ode, Tosos has two reasons to reject Rashbam. The Ode is, Rashbam thinks of Yibar and passing a suffix. He used the word Behilchasa. Behilchasa sounds like a Vadai. Okay, that's a technical, is it suffix or Vadai, right? So that's a technical point. You know, whatever. It's a judgment call. When someone says the Hilchasa, do they always mean Bavada or could they mean Basafi? Right? Repeat Bavin 1, Hachra'a, the Torah's Vada, or 2, Hachra'a, the Torah's Safi. Okay, Tosa's the second reason for rejecting Rashbam is the Hilchasa sounds more like a Vada. Okay, the Rashbam says nothing. His first is the Docha, the Svarius Docha. And that's why the Hagos Maimonides just rejects Rashbam Lagabre, right? Meaning, why did the Hagos Maimonides? He just says like Tosos, but he doesn't even bother to defend Rashbam and say it's Docha. He just says the Rashbam's wrong. Right? So one shita is the Tosos and the Hagos Maimonides. The only Hagos Maimonides says it's a different posture, like there's not even another side. Tosos says, I couldn't bring the Rashbam to Docha. What do they say? In Barshatya, the Marakama wins. And therefore, in our case also, the Marakama wins. Okay.
And that's why Tosos rejects the Rashban. If it would have been spake at the Dina, Marakama would win. Let the Abjai win. It's not going to spake at the Dina. It's because Mavadai Hagdor of Migu Getter of Migu Hafsa. What does our Rashban seem to say? Right? As Tosos quotes it, he admits the Marakama wins in the case of Marashatya. But the Machzik wins in the case of Sfeik of the Dina. Why the Machzik win in the case of the Sfeik of the Dina, but the Marakama win in the case of Bar Shakya? What does Tosus say? What's Tosus' basic smara to defend the Rashbam? What? Exactly. He says it must be, we read this also earlier, so the Shulchan Aruch might help. So it's our political farce of Khalid Sfeik to trade train Sfeik of Dina. Pram Yakim Khalid from trade train Sfeik of Dina. The Hadlo Okamo Chesmar Kama come up initially to Marshakya. The Ring Okamo Hadish Okamis of Chesmar Shakya. Hazza will trade train command the less than Dami Bokmina Arab Chesmar Kama. Well, Hazza will stop the Dina command. Hazza will shake the name or Okamo Chesmar Kama of Notsubiyan Hamoksa. Okay, then Vidokaku. He doesn't like it, that's who you defend it. Basically, what's the problem? The problem is that a Cheskes Marakama can't really be Machria, a Sfeik in the Dina. How could Cheskes Marakama be Machria, the Sfeik in the Dina? After all, we don't know Sfeik in the Dina. We don't know if Rab is right or if Yosef is right. Okay, if someone's the Marakama, does that prove whether Rab is right or if Yosef is right? Can someone being the Marakama prove who's has the right shot in the sugya and halacha, or not? Right, meaning it's machlokes and chetz shel Torah. Machlokes the lomos el yonim, the chetz shel Torah. Who's right, Rav or Rav Yosef? You can't be machria the chetz shel Torah based on who happens to be the marakama of this particular land. And what if next time someone else would be the marakama? It would be a weird case where it was the opposite. Nah, okay, you can't be machria sfeik of the dina based on a cheskes marakama based on chazaka. However, trade based on Chazaka. Two Adim against two Adim. How's the Chazaka going to help? So, Tosas Mechadish, trade, come on the West, right? Made a big deal of that a little while ago. Maybe the trade is as if they don't exist. Trade is not as if there's 100% versus 100%. Trade is 0% versus 0%. They don't exist. If they don't exist, the Chesed Marakama wins. So, that's basically what he says. He says Marakama wins because trade, and that's his big pitch. Trade. Command the less. So if the trade don't exist, if the trade don't exist, then Marakama could win. But over here, the Machzik wins. Why? Seems to be very pasha. It seems to be what he's saying. Because the Cheskes Marakama can't paskin a Sveika Dina. Cheskes Marakama could work in a Suffolk Mitzias. All this talking about Sias, and because Marakama tells us whose land it is, or if there's a Sfeik of the Dina, the fact that someone's Marakama is not, doesn't prove who the din is like. Right, Sfeik of, because the Marakama can't prove who the din is like, it can only prove who's right, Elkim at Sias. Why? Because if you want to know if it's my cow or Eitan's cow, the fact that he's Marakama can prove that it's his cow. If you want to know if, you know, if the Rambam's right, and the Rambam's right, and, you know, Helcha's going to Nitan, the fact that someone's Marakama doesn't tell us if the Rambam's right, and the Rambam's right. That's something which transcends the secular sphere of who owns what. Obviously, I would say obviously, because Rambam denies it, but seemingly at least, what assumption is Tosfos making, or not Tosfos, Rambam making the nature of Chesed's Marakama, that Cheskes Marakama is some sort of Mevarer, right? Cheskes Marakama is some sort of beaver. And you can't be Mevarer. You can't be Mevarer. Let's take it to Dina. What, as opposed to what? Let me give you another example. If I, how about Cheskes Mavon? Can Cheskes Mavon Machriya take it to Dina? Let's say the book is in Din, and I'm suing Yehuda for 1,000 shekel. And there's something in Din. Does he have to pay me or not? I mean, obviously not, right? That is the kind of takeover, right? Meaning a Cheskes Mamon, whoever's holding on to something, that Why does that work against Megid Medina? Do we know who's right based on the fact that you just hold on to the money? No, but about Rebbe Haraya. If we don't know anything, then everything stays the same until proven otherwise. What is the limitation? That's how Yorah comes to get a knife. A push up shot. What does this Tosfos seem to be saying? That's the way many Achronim understand this. Many Achronim understand that based on our Tosfos, that Cheskas Marakama is not the same as Hamotzi Mecharel Haraya. Is not, because if Cheskas Marakama is Hamotzi Mecharel Haraya, then it doesn't have to be Achriya the Sfeikin Din. Until you have a Raya, you can't be Motzi. Hamotzi Mecharel Haraya works against the Sfeikin Din. It works for Malkum Sfeikin Din. Why? Because if you don't know anything, you can't be Motzi. So here is the, this is sort of the question. What about why not say Hamotzi Mechavira of Haraya even if we can't paskin? Even if we can't paskin, why not say Hamotzi Mechavira of Haraya? The simple shot is that this is tying into a Hakira. What Hakira is this tying into? This seems to prove the opinion of the Ksos, where I brought here from the Shev Shmaitzel, although it's really pretty much the exact same things that Ksos we saw on the board earlier, someplace around here, maybe right here, that it seems to be that Cheskas Marakama is not the same as Cheskas Mamon. Cheskas Mamon is another word for our most memorable Haraya. And now I want to explain what I mean by this. What do I mean by this? The famous Hakir in the Rishonim, in the Achronim, I mean rather, about Cheskas Marakama. Let's review for a second. When it comes to metalkalin, whoever's holding wins till proven otherwise. I'm also a girl of Haraya. When it comes to land, you can't really hold land. Pashtos, even though we had something radical on the board before, that those things being machzik in the land. If you're there for 3 years, that chesed being moshana. But otherwise, I'm also saying it's holding on to the land. Right? Even when you examine how chesed being moshana works. Either you're nothing till within 3 years, maybe if you've been there for a year, like the other guy silences something. Just stop being the land for a minute. Not considered to be holding onto the land. When has Cheskas Marakama? Let's get Cheskas Marakama. Let's say we're fighting over whose calf this is. Right? Yeah, I think we're fighting for a calf. Let's say we're fighting over a calf and it's wandering in the street. Then someone is a Cheskas Marakama. The Marakama wins. Okay, but usually by Kark, we told a Cheskas Marakama. Why does Cheskas Marakama win? There are two ways to understand why Cheskas Marakama wins. This is the famous Kakira, famous Machlokes between the Ktsos and some of the later Achronim that will mention my name in a moment. Why does Marakama win? One way of understanding Cheskas Marakama is that it's a din of Hamotzi Mecharel Olav Haraya. Another word for that is Cheskas Mamon, meaning a Marakama is like holding on to it. Marakama is the equivalent of holding it. Basically, you have to prove to be multi from the Marakama. Right? The Marakama is Chosak and Hamot Mechavero Olav Haraya. That's one way of understanding, and Rabbi Chanan is convinced that that's true. Right? Rabbi Chanan, the Kovach Stern, is convinced that that's true. The other way, Mr. Ksos is convinced that it's true, is that no. A mark comes up most. So most of it means I'm holding it and Ben has to take it away from you and give it to me. And Kaka, no one's holding it. No one has to give anything to anyone. It's just like who has the title. Mark up. Hinamos Milvaraya. It's just a regular Chazaka de Meikara. The way the Achronim write this is just like any Surah. Cheskas Heker is mutter until proven otherwise. Cheskas Usher is Usher until proven otherwise. It's not Hamos Milvaraya. Rather, it's just it's a proof. Question is it that the other guy needs a proof or that it is a proof? Right? That's basically the Hakira. Is the Hakira that the other guy needs a proof? Or that the Marakama has a proof? What is Chesed Marakama? The other guy needs a proof, or the Marakama has a proof? Is it Chesed Mammon, or the way they have the Ketosis brother declares this Chakira, right? What does he say? He says, "L'chimash inesbar l'ma'avla the Chesed Marakama b'mona v'kimo chazak k'maisa v'isurin." Like chazak k'maisa, any surin. Then he says, "There's another side. Yesh lichos b'mona kol v'yafil Chesed Marakama l'chod mikri gabe gamkin Chesed Mammon." Kos doesn't like this Hakira because he doesn't even think it's a Hakira. He knows which side's right. So it's his brother. The question is, when it comes to Hakira, is it that like a Chazak and Isurim, or is it Cheskas Mammon? Okay. What would be the classic Nafkamina? The Nafkamina that the Kunshta Sveiko says is, says the Kunshta Sveiko, the Nafkamina is, how about Rov? Adayin Yishlakri, Negan Cheskas Markam Lachud Gamke Mahani Ruba Olo. Does Rov work against Cheskas Marakama? Said the Contras Fekos, right? One of the Nafkaminas, the Contras Pasfekos, Rov Negan Cheskas Marakama. What if I have a Rov against the Cheskas Marakama? So he says, he doesn't give the answer. He says, I'm a Chakira, I'm not sure. On the one hand, you could say that, what's the rule? Ruba v'chazaka, what's the rule? Right? Rov v'chazaka.
Ruba adif.
Exactly, Rov is on this. Rov beats chazaka. Cheskas heter, Rov beats Cheskas heter. Cheskas isher, Cheskas toma, Cheskas tara. Rov beats. On the other hand, does Rov beat Cheskas mammon? Is Rov enough to be motzi?
No.
No. Any motzian mammon al pi Rov. That's why he makes this chakira. He says, I have an interesting chakira, and I'm not sure what the right answer is. Right? He's not sure. In a few places, he says he's not sure. He brings here the Pnei Yoshua Shedaitu Chesed Markam Mamon Chazaka Ma'alim Ko Chazaka the Isura Aska. He thinks it's like Chazaka the Isurin, and what's his nafkamina? He has a fascinating nafkamina, which ties into a lot of subtle issues we're not going to deal with now. So I guess we can put Pnei Yeshua in and decide, why do we just go that, Kobe Jerm is very late, right? Pnei Yeshua is, a contemporary of the Ketzos and his brother. What does he say? He says an interesting nafkamina. This is the Kunshla Sveikos, Kval Vavol, Shud Alves, nafkamina Rov. He discussed this again and again and again. But if he, what does he say at the end of his piece? First, he quotes Hakira. Paul Alfos, hey, is where he starts. We're in this funny. Cheskas Marakama, Mamon, not knows you must say. What's the mark of Cheskas Marakama? On the one hand, if Shalom, Marm, Koch, Hazan, Kamais, the Surah, Asif, Sukhan, Thaka, Kamaisa, Hazan, you like your Surah. On the other hand, after all, Lamar, the Cheskas Marakama, Mamon, Lamar, Kazan, Gama, the Surah, Asya. Mamon, the Surah, Loyal Fina. No, there's not such thing as a regular Kazan, Gama. Cheskas Marakama, mean Cheskas Mamon, Mamishi, is Cheskas Mamon, if you're holding it. Basically, is it as if you're holding it, or it's just a chazaka? And then he wants to make diukim, and he says, maybe that's not a good diuk. He says, vasi nafkamina. Would it be machriya le'inyan isurin? Can you paskin a iser shayla based on Cheskas Marakama? He says, he wants to make a raya. He says that Cheskas Marakama, let's say you're not sure if you're machri something or not. When you say Cheskas Marakama, it's not hektish. And this is another Chakiris that we discussed in the very first year of Kutcher Kovah. Do you view hektish as more Surin, hektish as more Momnos, etc.? What do you want to say? You want to say, look, if it's Chetzkas Mon, Motzim Yerol Baraya, I can't make you give up your money until I prove anything. But we still don't know who's right. And the Inini Surim, we'd say, Safik Dorais Lachon. It's a Safik Yisr. But if it's a regular Chazaka, then just like Chazaka's Vim, I'm not going to be sure. This is really the only Nachkamina where it would be, this side would be stronger, perhaps. What does the country of Sekus want to say? The country of Sekus wants to say, Hachra'as Sheila the Isser Beheter. If it's a regular Chazaka, then here's the Bnei Yeshua that Esher Lahatir Isser Alpi Cheskas Marakama. What would be the case? You're not sure if it's Hekish, so it's still mine, so therefore there's no Isser Ila. If you say it's Cheskas Mamon, then he would say Esher Lahatir Isser Alpi Cheskas Marakama. Yeah, it's mine until proven otherwise. But that doesn't mean that I'm right. It just means his mind will prove it otherwise. Here, Paskin Isser. Some of the other classic nafkaminas of this Chakira Agav. I'll point out one thing. I think I only added this in the most recent Makor sheet, maybe. But the, which I don't even know where I put, but the what?
So,
what? The Pnei Yoshua. Sorry. Did I put Bnei Yoshua on the wrong side? Thank you. Thank you for correcting me. Okay. So this, I did that to check if you were paying attention. you're right. The Bnei Yoshua is holding like the... Oh, what's the other Nafkamina? Let's go to the Nafkamina of Gitzos. What's the Gitzos of Nafkamina? Miga Lahotzi Mecheskas Markama, even if I'm not Mochsak. Right? Migu Lahotzi... Mecheskas Marakama. What about a Miguri Motzi from the Cheskas Marakama? What did the Ketzos say to me on the board last time, even before we get to the Sheshmaitse here? The Ketzos says, of course a Migu works in Cheskas Marakama. That's not called Migu Lahotzi. Says the Ketzos. That's called Migu Lahotzi. Right? What did he say? Even if I'm not on the land, even if neither's on the land, let's say neither one's on the land, right? If no one is on the land, right? Nobody was going to your stone and say here. He has no there. Even no one's on the land. You're the Marakam and I have a Migu. Who wins? So it says, of course the Migu wins. Migu beats Chazaka. But then clearly, Migu would not win because it's a Migu Lahotzi, right? Basically, if Marakama is like Mochsak, is like holding on to it, it's as if the Marakama is holding it. Then Migu Lahotzi Lamarina. It's just style of Chazaka. It's Migu versus Chazaka. Migu beats Migu. Doesn't beat some Chazaka. It beats other Chazaka. It's this kind of Chazaka. Pasha that Migu. Pasha that Migu beats. And that's the Sofka Shitase, what he says in the Sheshmaitza. Right? So wrote Sheshmaitza in the Sheshmaitza. He dealt with this issue. And he says, Rove beats Cheskas Marakama. Yeah, his brother had a takira. He says, "Pasha uchemir ladeis daiti betarke negeches markama hani ruba the cheses markama inol kol shar chazakos cheseishes esh lo cheses tame uchay gavu riru chazaka ruba adif." Okay, that's very pasha that Rove beats. Cheses markama. 1 second. Says the Tos. Okay. His name here says the Ketzos in the Sheshmaitza that Rove beats Cheskas Marakama and he makes the Sakiri. He doesn't leave us, we don't have to follow along this. He follows the Lumbus for himself. His brother follows both sides, he only likes one side. And what's his big Raya? His Raya is from our Sugya from the exactly what he said in the Ketzos. After all, how come not the Rashban Shita? How come according to the Rishita, it's not called Migu Lahotzi? The answer is, it's not called Migu Lahotzi, it's against Cheskas Marakama. Okay, well, this is done to say other things. And that's what he argues against the Ma'ariv and Leib. Ma'ariv and Leib says, what do you mean? Lahotzi Marakama is also Migu Lahotzi. What's this Rishita talking about? That's exactly the issue. That's the Marvin Ibn Levi. Marival, I'll call it, Marvin Ibn Levi. Nun is just like base, right? Nun is short for Ibn, which is just the Arabic for Ben. Marival, Marvin Ibn Levi, he says what he means. Okay, so this is exactly the machlokas. I'll just point out. Yeah, I wanted to have Morty's sheet for 58, which I'm pretty sure I have here someplace. Yeah, here it is. Two other things. I'm not going to go through everything, so we only have 4 minutes left. But there's the Maharsha, first of all. I know that's not where I'm up to yet. The Maharsha is an interesting machlokas of the Maharsha. Okay, I put in brackets, a little hard to jump into it. Let's say you're holding on to something on the Maharsha, right? Everyone knows this was my food processor last week, and now it's in your kitchen. You're Moslem. Am I called a cheskes? Do I have a cheskes marakama or not? Now, okay, what if I want to add it to this and add it to that, according to Shishi, you can add it to Bari B'Shemah, etc. What? In Metalfa. If you're Moslem, am I called a Bari B'Shemah? Am I called a marakama? Cheskes marakama. I lose, but am I called cheskes marakama? And the Marshal says, well, I'm called a cheskes marakama. The Marshal says I'm called a the Marshal says here it is, Kosovo Cheskes Shlomo, he's a Cheskes Bar Kama. And the Marshal said, oh, some Talmud must have written that by accident. The Marshal could never have written this. The Mashai Cheskes Bar Kama, he to Shashini Muksik Mamish Mama, well, Umar Cheskes Bar Kama, okay, Kakashainakame Moksa. There's no such thing as Cheskes Bar Kama if someone's Moksa. Why does everyone agrees Cheskes Bar Kama doesn't beat the Mosak? But is there such thing? Why does Marshal think there's such thing? And Marshal thinks that must have been a Talmud Torah and there's no such thing. L'chora, that depends on this Chakira, right? Is there such thing as Cheskes Bar Kama if someone is Mosak Mamish? Again, we're talking about Talmud, holding it. Says the Marshal, yes. Says the Marshal, no. What are they arguing about? Of course, it's not a Talmud Torah, it's a focus. They're a whore arguing about this Chakira. If Marakama is Cheskes Mamon, what does this mean? If someone's holding it, they're the Mochzak. If no one's holding it, then who's Mochzak? Whoever was the last owner, if they're holding it. Cheskes Marakama is Ki'ilu, when you're holding it. There's no thing as Ki'ilu, you're holding it, if someone's holding it. Then the Marshal is correct.
There's another chazok,
yeah, but that's not what they're discussing here.
But that's a very muchlat.
If you look into the context, I don't think it's what they're discussing here. There's drawer, the mamona, there's an objective suffix, and I don't think you can say that. But what does Marshal think? Lahore, the Marshal thinks yes. There is such thing. It's not strong enough on its own unless you absolutely do it. But yeah, why not? Your mochzak. But I have a chazaka on my side. If it's a regular chazaka, there is such thing as chazaka even someone else looks at it. There, we can add it to other things. Put in my shop. The whole point of that is ki'ilu, I'm holding it. Yeah, if no one's holding it, the last owner is ki'ilu is holding it. In karka, where no one can hold it, the last owner is ki'ilu is holding it. If someone's holding it, then you can't say ki'ilu. Someone else is holding it, you can't say ki'ilu, I am holding it. I'll point out also that the kyushna sveikos in Dalid, when he deals with our sheet of the Rashbam, the Tosos explains the Rashbam. He says, what's pshat? The Shach says a very strange pshat. But he says, no, what's pshat in the Rashbam? He says, look, there was Sveka Dedina, Be'isuri, Lo Amrin, and Okma, Achazaka Kamaisa. He says, you know, Chazaka and Isurim is not enough for Nachriya. A Sveka Dedina, because how could the Chazaka be a free Sveka Dedina? Basically, what he says, this is what the Kuntita Sveko says. Not the same as Cheskes Mamon. Could be that maybe that's part of the Machlokas between Rashbam and others, right? Does Cheskes Marakama work Bimakom Sveka Dedina? Does it work? Welcome, Sveka Dedina. Maybe that's calling this Chakira. What's the Rashbam saying? The Rashbam says it doesn't work. Welcome, Sveka Dedina. That makes sense. This is what the Kunshta Sveikos says. that right? The Das Rashbam. He says, no. A chazaka in Surim can't be a free state of the Dina. The chazaka is trying to prove who's right and who's wrong. You can't prove a state of the Dina. But if it's Chetzkes Mamon, then of course it should. And maybe this is the shita of the Hagas Maimonios, who says, yes, if it's a Motzim Echol Varei, of course that works from state of the Dina. How can a Motzim Echol Varei not work from state of the Dina? So maybe the Machlokas is based on this. Rashbam is saying, Marakam is just a regular chazaka. A regular chazaka proves who's right. You can't prove a state of the Dina. That's an eternal machlokas about the transcendent chatzah shel Torah. It's not subject to proofs in human courts. Subject to proofs to make fetish, but not the proofs from who is to own something. Only something in the tefiyah. Yeah, who is to own something can prove the tefiyah. Can't prove the din. But then, Marakam is not proving anything. It's about who either they're holding on to it. Who that if they're holding on to it. What do I mean by this? As if he's holding it. Whoever says big thing, whoever's holding it wins, just like the Susie. Basically, if Cheska's Mark Hamas Cheska's Momo, ours should be like Susie. Which is exactly what the Hagos Moni Santoso says that. Says that ours would be like Susie if we're talking Stegid Dina. Must be totally different in you. But if Cheska's Mark Hamas is a regular Kazaka, of course a regular Kazaka can't be a Freya. A second idea, maybe not. Of course, at least according to most Achronim, I'll just point out that the Kovachirim is so convinced that it's a real Cheskes Mamon that he thinks even the Rashbam has to agree that it's a real Cheskes Mamon. And he says the Shach and Ruchan have different ways of explaining this Rashbam. He says even the Rashbam has to agree that it's Cheskes Mamon. And he says, no, it must be a different Svara. If not, then speaking of the Dina, we can't be Machriya. He said, in state of the Dina, Bezdin can't do anything. He says, basically, in state of the Dina, Bezdin can't do anything. In trade of trade, Bezdin can paskin. In state of the Dina, they can't paskin at all. Why? In trade of trade, two of them against two of them. So Bezdin can't be machria. How do we know who's right? But they can paskin. That's the job to paskin. State of the Dina, Bezdin can't even paskin. Why? If Bezdin doesn't know the Dina, they're not in Bezdin. How do they paskin halacha? They don't know the halacha. If they don't know which Edom are lying and which Edom are telling the truth, they can paskin. Because it's hard to paskin, but they can do it. The Mokum Sfeikat Dina, they not only they can't prove who's right, they're paralyzed. Why? Rabbi, you have no right to talk about halacha if you don't even know what the halacha is. If you don't know what happened, you can use your halacha. You, Rabbi, coming with your Torah and halacha, and you don't even know what the Torah and halacha says, so you're not even a rabbi. You're not even a thought. You can't say anything. Therefore, he interprets this a little differently. He says, Cheskes Marakama is really Cheskes Mamon. So why in our sugya do we say Arahid in the kind of takeum? Because they can't even pass it Motsum Rebel Varaya. They can't pass it anything, but they don't pass it anything. So they call the own bar, you know, whoever's more powerful wins, and this guy's more powerful. Okay, he's a different shot. The shot also is a different shot. I actually have a totally different shot in the Rashbam. We have no time for this, so I'll just leave this. If you want to look into it, you can. But the Rashbam a little later than Sechet sounds like even next week of our Shakya, we're not following the Cheskes Marakama. We're leaving it in the hands of whoever's holding it now. It seems to be, and this is a radical category to the Ibn, so the Bar Shakya, he actually thinks Bar Shakya was holding on to the land. He wasn't just Marakama. Maybe the Rashbam himself really thinks the Mafsik wins across the board and doesn't make this. Doesn't make this color whatsoever. Okay, I'll leave that for your Ian. I'll just put that maybe Ulai Rashbam Atzmo thinks the Machzik wins. And there's no, the Machzik wins, but the Machzik is the Marakama in the case of Rashakya. And he is the Marakama. And in our case, the Machzik wins. And it's a little different than Tosuf said. I'll leave that for your further Ian. But here we had a very important chakira, Becheskes Marakama. One thing which we didn't see in his Makoros, but we'll just leave as for further Ian, is could it be that Metalpolit and Karka have different answers to this chakira? A lot, all these, how do we quote them? Could you say, by Metalpolit, Becheskes Marakama is not if you're holding it? There is such thing as holding it. Becheskes Marakama is just because of any certain. By Karka, no one can hold Karka. So who's as if they're holding it? The Marakama is as if he's holding it, because Karka is fundamentally different than the Metalpolit. The Ktos explicitly did not want to say that. He did not want to differentiate between Karka and Metalpolit, but perhaps one could be Mechalik, but we will leave that We'll leave that for now, and we will call it a day. Okay. The just scheduling note. I realize the end of the year is catching up on us. Right, the end of May is the Gemara plan, or required for some of us and suggested and encouraged for all of us. So we're going to have to break soon to Chazer for the Bechina. You know what? As a matter of fact, nearly that we finished the sugya and we didn't get to start Rav Bar Sharshon yet. Should we do one more shiur Rav Bar Sharshon? Let's do one more shiur to start Rav Bar Sharshon. Okay, Thursday will be the last shiur of the regular semester. Then we'll break for 2.5 weeks of Chazara until the Bechina at the end of May, and then in beginning of June, we'll pick up again with Shurim, and we'll continue straight with Baba Basra, again with no Fechina, for the official Smichi credits, from the beginning of June through Tisha B'Av, we'll continue in Cheskes Abatim. So that's our plan. We'll have Shira on Thursday, start the Sugya Rav Bar Sharshim. I don't know if we'll be able to finish it. I don't know if we won't. Then we'll break for Chazar to the end of May, Gemara Bechina at the end of May, and June through Tisha B'Av will continue in Cheskes Abatim. And Hashem Kolel is, you weren't here for the discussion the other day. The Kachem Kolel is, unfortunately, did not get off the ground this year.